Unicycle hockey doesn't have a very high recognition factor yet. Here in the US, there are currently only a few places with active teams. But uni hockey is starting to catch on. One place with an active group of players is Harvey Mudd College in Claremont, California. The unicycle is a popular form of transportation at the school, and uni sports are part of campus life.
Unicycling is actually a tradition in my family. And when my grandfather heard that I was coming to Harvey Mudd, he pulled out the old family unicycle and took me out to a baseball dugout and set me up.
That's Matthew Lawson. He's president of Gonzo Unicycle Madness at Harvey Mudd. The club has existed at the college since the early 70s. Back then, a group of students decided to buy a few unicycles and recruit others on campus by teaching them to ride. Lawson carries on the tradition. He says before you can learn how to ride, you have to learn how to let go of the unicycle without hurting yourself.
First thing you always do when you're unicycling is you learn how to fall. You learn that you can just stand up and let go of the unicycle at any point. Because if you don't learn that right away, then you're going to hurt a lot.
Once you've mastered the getting up, the riding, and the falling, you're ready to play some hockey. Wait, the rules.
You have to be on the unicycle at all times when you're touching the ball so you can't get off and play or dismount.
That's Jamie Mossengren. I called him up at his shop for unicycles, parts, and accessories in Orange County, California. Mossengren believes hockey is a great way to learn unicycling because you can use the hockey stick to hold yourself up on the unicycle, and the rules are easy.
And then there's other, more specific rules, like you can't stick your hockey stick under someone's wheel and make them fall.
Protective gear like helmets, gloves, and knee pads are strongly recommended. Oh! And watch out for those hockey sticks. Even though the game is about having fun, safety should always come first.
If we have too many injuries or someone gets knocked out, that's an issue, and the game ends then.
That's uni hockey referee Chris Sundberg. I caught up with him at a uni basketball game. Sundberg is dean of activities at Harvey Mudd College. He says the club has seen its ups and downs, but Sundberg explains why the school is the perfect place for unicycle sports.
That kind of stuff works real well. You're getting a little bit of physical activity, but it's weird enough, unique enough, and it's not the typical sports that these guys probably haven't played in high school.
Jamie Mossengren is currently in the process of establishing a uni hockey club in Orange County. He hopes the sport will catch on, despite stereotypes.
I think as soon as people start seeing it as a sport and not a circus thing, that it'll catch on and it might be the next it thing.
Mossengren's been riding unicycles for almost 20 years. He's trying to field a team that he hopes could eventually compete on an international level.
They do have championships every year nationally and every other year internationally. And so eventually I'd like to, create a good U.S. team that could win.
Mossengren has been at the championships before and holds several titles in mountain unicycling, that's mountain biking, on a unicycle. He's hoping to add a title in uni hockey at the 2010 championships in New Zealand. Over at Harvey Mudd College, most students are still taking their uni hockey baby steps. But every goal brings them a little bit closer to the visions of the Gonzo founding fathers. For Intern Edition, I'm Catherine Opitz.